Joined now by a couple of folks from the UNC Hospital Beacon program, Donna Rice and Judy Betterton. We've got the Silent No More auction coming up this Thursday. It is going to be in Carrboro, and Ron Stutz, I believe, is going to be emceeing, and it's going to be a really cool annual event. So thank you for joining us, and tell us, first of all, before we get to the auction, about the UNC Hospital's Beacon program, what it entails.
Well, the Beacon program has been going almost 20 years. It's a consulting service within the hospital. And every patient who comes in is asked a couple of questions about, do they feel safe in their relationship, or has anybody been harming them? And then if they say yes, we go talk to them and give them referrals to their local domestic abuse agencies. We can help the patients in a variety of different ways. And we assist elders, adult patients, children, and community members. We also work with quite a few employees of the hospital system who have domestic abuse at home.
And how large of a program is it? How many people work with it or for it? How many people do you help?
Well, we have a whole team of professionals who are working with our child abuse program. And then we have three social workers who are working with adults and elders. And we also work with the community members who call us. Anybody can contact us, and we have posters up all around the hospital. So anyone who comes into the hospital or to visit a patient can see our information and give us a call.
Is this something that hospitals in general have, or is this fairly unique to UNC?
Well, we've had this kind of program for way longer than most hospitals, and now the Joint Accrediting Agency requires hospitals. They're now mandated to ask those questions and to do some kind of intervention, try to get resources to people, but we've been going a long time, so we are actually asked by other hospitals to give them information, and they sort of model after our program quite a bit because it's been very effective. And then over the years, it's expanded to where we're actually also working with human trafficking now. We're members of the Triangle Rapid Response Team for Human Trafficking and also the state effort.
So that is the program. It's the UNC Hospital's Beacon program. And the Silent No More auction to benefit it is coming up on Thursday, 5:30 to 8 p.m. I said Carrboro. It's actually going to be at the Hampton Inn in Carrboro, 300 East Main Street. We're speaking with Judy Betterton. You just heard her and Don Rice both talking about it. What is this fundraiser going to entail? What's it going to be like?
Well, we have a silent auction and a live auction, so there's going to be a lot of information and a lot of items that we have that we've accumulated that a lot of people have donated for a long period of time, for over the last year. So there's a lot of artwork there, there's sports memorabilia, there's a lot of jewelry, there's a lot of donations and certificates to local restaurants, there's hotels in there, so a lot of entertainment and a lot of prizes that out there. So we're looking for quite a few people to come out to bid on all those auction items.
Any highlights that you want just for yourself?
Well, there is a Roy Williams signed basketball that usually does very well for us. And then, as you can tell, I'm a sports fan. But there's a lot of artwork there from our local artists that we have in the community.
Very cool. So it's a silent auction, and then it's the Silent No More auction with a live component, too?
There is, and Ron's going to be emceeing that. There's going to be four larger items that are going to be included in there. So we ask that people come out and take a look at these great items that we're going to have in our live auction.
And as with, we have silent auctions and live auctions for good causes all the time. They're always really terrific items that you just want anyway. And the money goes to such a great cause. So there's so many reasons to get in on this. What else is going to be going on at the event itself?
Well, we have a guest speaker who is a survivor of a domestic violence situation who is one of the hospital employees. And we typically help anywhere from 25 to 50 employees per year. So we'll have a speaker who's come to tell us a little bit about her experience and how the Beacon program was able to help her. So, we're thrilled to have her. One of our medical directors will be talking about her clinic in the internal medicine clinic. She's set up a way for human trafficking survivors to come in and be seen quickly without having to wait for a long period of time. So she's going to talk a little bit about that as some of the highlights tonight.
And that's such a hidden issue. And we always think, regardless of where we happen to be in the world, we always think of it as happening somewhere else. And we're always surprised that it's happening here now.
Sure.
They're speaking again with Judy Betterton and Don Rice. UNC Hospital's Beacon Program is the beneficiary. The Silent No More Auction is the event. This Thursday, 5:30 to 8 p.m. at the Hampton Inn in Carrboro. Silent auction, live auction. Ron Stutz will be emceeing. How can people get in on this? How much are tickets? What do they include? And how can people get involved?
Yeah, you can purchase tickets in advance by looking at or going to our website. It's a Beacon Silent No More Auction website, and you can take a look at the information on there. You can purchase the tickets for $75 in advance, or feel free to just come to the Hampton Inn on Thursday, and you can purchase tickets for $80 at the door.
All right. Anything else that people need to know about the auction, about the Beacon program, how people can get involved or find out more about that?
Sure. One thing that is really great about this auction is every year we raise these funds that are not part of the hospital budget. So it gives us these discretionary funds that we can use to help people who are fleeing really dangerous situations. We put people on a bus to a western state or to New England where they have family or friends where they can safely go and basically disappear from a really dangerous situation. We put people up over the weekend or for a night at a local motel. We give people gas cards and grocery cards who need that kind of help. We help people with boarding their animals and taking care of the family pets who can't be left behind as they're figuring out how to get away from these situations. So those of us who are trying to get donations together and get these wonderful items like a getaway to the ocean or a getaway to the race, the Stony Brook Steeplechase down in the Sandhills, every dollar that we're able to raise, we're so aware that that will translate into tangible help for people who are fleeing domestic violence.
And it's such a scary thought to realize that this is not only that this not only occurs at all, but that it's common. And it's so important to have organizations like the Beacon Program, and so important to make sure that they're not only in existence but thriving. And again, the UNC Hospital's Beacon Program is going to benefit from the Silent No More Auction this Thursday, 5:30 to 8 p.m. at the Hampton Inn in Carrboro. Get in on this. It's going to be a great event and obviously for a terrific cause. Don Rice, Judy Betterton, thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.